This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank God it's...
Can the people on the stream hear this?
Thank God it's...
Just like in the background? So all they hear me saying is,
thank God it's...
I can neither confirm or deny that the music is playing on the...
On the live stream available at facebook.com/thefanupstate, YouTube on the Fan Upstate, and Twitter at the Fan Upstate?
Because if it were, that might be a flag eventually. And why would I risk that?
I wouldn't. Because, like, Russia might get mad or something. Which is a thing that really happened one time. We're banned from streaming live in Russia.
And Belarus.
And Azerbaijan, yeah. I believe. By the way, none of that a joke.
I'm not even going to attempt that last.
Those are all real places that we are not allowed to stream anymore. That's America. Fine. Y'all, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Do they celebrate Fridays in Russia? I don't know.
In Russia... Friday celebrate you. That's a very old joke. I'm going to keep it. No cap. 100. Which, y'all, the great people of the upstate of South Carolina. Good morning, by the way. Hello, everyone. Welcome in. Today is going to be, it's going to be weird. And I know we're always a little off the rails on Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday. It's always a little wild up in here. And that's because, again, it's Friday. But today's weird. I don't know what to tell you. Number one. And yes, those of you that are stick to sports guys. Most of the day we are going to. But there's going to be a couple of the day that we don't. Partially because Lonzo and I both went last night and saw Superman. And you all know my hesitation about Superman. You know my hesitation about this movie, what it was, why I was concerned about it. It wasn't for political rhetoric or pandering or any of that. My concern with this movie is... I think people sometimes have, I think more often than not in the last 25 years, I think every Superman movie has gotten it wrong. I think that every Superman movie has just been, look, he flies and he punches things real hard. And that's not the point, nor has it ever been the point of Superman as a character. I was apprehensive, and I'm just going to say, for right now, because we're gonna talk about it spoiler-free the best we can, later on in the show, it was so good that we're going to talk about it spoiler-free later on in the show. We didn't do that with Thunderbolts. We didn't do that with... We haven't done that with any of the movies that have been must-see movies in a while. Lonzo and I both saw this movie. We have spent the last 20 minutes of our lives standing in the doorway of the Fortress of Nerditude talking about this movie. Y'all, it's so good. I wore my Superman shirt today. To celebrate it.
I was tempted and I was like, nah, Rob will wear his. I don't want to get that, those people saying stuff. So
For the record, it's only because I can't find a Lois Lane shirt, which I'd absolutely wear a Lois Lane shirt if I could find one. I don't know what a Lois Lane shirt is, but I got the Superman shirt out because
there's certain sites that may have stuff.
I'm going hunting today.
I can tell you them, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to give them a free plug.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, I will say this, and I will leave it at this until later on in the show. Zoe, you don't have to quote me, but I think you'll agree. The best summation of the movie that I can give you that I watched last night in theaters from James Gunn, this iteration of Superman, dude, it kicked ass. It was fun.
It was fun, for sure. And Fantastic Four is in trouble. We'll see. I mean, I hope that's good, but it may be. Here's the true judge.
Why's it got to be a competition?
It doesn't, but people will make it that. The true judge will be next week. I mean, of course, we don't have box office numbers. It just came out last night, but we'll see. I think it's going to do really well, and then we'll see how it does next week. How much of a drop-off will there be? Will there be a drop-off? There may not be. I think it's good enough that there won't be a drop-off. So,
it is good enough that, and this is true, it is good enough I'm going to see it again in theaters. Like, the last movies I've seen that were so good that I went, the last movie, because I can't even say movies, the last movie that was so good that I went back and saw it a second time in theaters was Avengers Endgame. That's the last movie that I had so much fun watching that I was like, nope, going to see it again. Going to see it again in theaters. Going to watch it one more time. I will see that movie again in theaters.
You'll appreciate this. Someone tweeted, just saw Superman. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, Dwayne Johnson.
Dude, it's fun. That's really all I need to tell you. Now, I bring that up. I said it's going to be weird. It's not just going to be weird because we're going to talk Superman later on in the show. And we are. Because, yes, it's a stick to sports show. But it's we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about show sometimes. And today is one of those days. But I opened up Twitter this morning. Slightly before we came on the air. I've gotten into the habit of decreasing my non-show related social media time. Like, I'm obligated to have some social media time because of the job. It's part of the territory. I have decreased my personal social media time because what I have come to find out is that stupid people infuriate me, and the social media world is just full of them. So I've been decreasing the personal social media time. But
man, I want to say something, but it would be spoilery for Superman.
We're not giving anything away. We're not giving anything away. We are going to talk about it. I got up this morning, got dressed, got the shower, came to work, sat down in the Fortress of Nerditude, did all of my pre-show responsibilities, finished up the show prep, putting the rundown and the outline together that I'll ignore for the next 4 hours and just do whatever we want because it's Friday. And I noticed that I had a DM on Twitter from, I'll just say, a buddy of the show, AP1. And he linked me to a tweet from Buffalo Wild Wings, which is interesting. It's like, why are you sending me why are you DMing me a tweet from Buffalo Wild Wings? So I opened it, and it took me to a page where the official Twitter account of Gmail, because this is corporate America and Gmail needs to operate a social media presence. Not Google, Gmail. But I use Gmail, so I can't hate, okay? Can't hate. So, Gmail sent out a tweet last night at about 10 p.m. Real weird time to schedule one, but hey, go off, Gmail. Sent out a tweet last night at 10 p.m.-ish that said, it is a great day to send an email. Which again, Gmail, it's 10 o'clock at night. You missed the great day window. So, Buffalo Wild Wings, and I will keep it a buck. I've never been an anti-B-dubs guy. In fact, I've always kind of been a pro-B-dubs guy. I don't have this, I say this respectfully, I don't have B-dubs inside of my, like, top 5 or 6 wings places. However, there's a lot that they do that I like. They do like half price wings sometimes. I think on like Tuesdays, I don't know if they're still doing it, but for a hot minute there on Tuesdays, they were doing all you can eat wings. Now, I don't eat like I used to back when I was a cheering, but you hook me up with a day or two notice that I'm hitting an AYCE wing day. I'm not eating anything for 2 days. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to put a dent in your bottom line. All right. So I appreciate when they're willing to roll the dice on that. But B-Dubs popped off last night after Gmail sent out a tweet that said, it's a great day to send an email. Buffalo Wild Wings, shout out, responded with, and I censor quote, quote, that, come get bottomless apps. And when I say they tweeted that, I don't mean that they tweeted underscore, 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 underscore that, or F asterisk, asterisk, asterisk that, or F space, 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 space that, or F dash, 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 dash that. No, no. They tweeted that, come get bottomless apps. And I got to tell you, if B-Dubs was open right this very second, I would. What a start to Friday, people. We're going to have a weird one today. I got B-Dubs out here dropping that on Gmail. I got a great Superman movie that surpassed what I hoped, not expected, hoped it would be last night. And on top of all of that, what a weekend in sports we got lined up. We got MLB All-Star Game coming up here in a couple of days. The Home Run Derby field is officially rounded out. We found out our last couple of contestants yesterday. We're going to talk about the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby. Now, we're also going to talk about that next week because the Derby's Monday. The All-Star Game is on Tuesday. And, yeah, boy, we'll be live next week in Atlanta, Georgia, as the Dirty Dirty, the ATL, we'll be hosting SEC Media Days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And again, your boy is lined up to be there. We'll be live at the College Football Hall of Fame for the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I will tell you that we have already started to line up some interviews. I will tell you that yesterday I spoke to the SEC Network. I do have a bit of bad news. So, as of right now, unless he's just not doing interviews, apparently Timmy Terrific's not going to be there. They sent out the talent list yesterday.
He just had a baby, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah, so maybe that has something to do
with
it.
First off, old Timmy, good for the doing the thing, my guy. Good for you, Timmy. Second off, good. That's awesome. I'm glad. Congratulations. Look out, college football, because in roughly 16, 17 years from now, we're all in trouble for Timmy Terrific Volume 2.0, because you know that kid is going to have Kryptonian genes in him when he makes it to that level. However, I do have a request in for Roman Harper, former Alabama Crimson Tiger and New Orleans Saint and Carolina Panther, but former New Orleans Saint. You know who I put in for yesterday?
By the way, Tim Tebow's kid is a girl.
Even better.
I thought so. So I want to confirm.
I'm going to go ahead and call the shot now. First female to play college football at the D1 level in a non-kicker position.
Her name is Daphne Rain Tebow. That's a good name.
That's a good name. I like that. I like that. My favorite Scooby-Doo character, and a great middle name too. I like it. Good on you, Timmy Terrific.
Rain as in R-E-I-G-N.
Ah, I like it. I like it. Good on Timmy. I do have a request in for Roman Harper, Dari Nokia, Peter Burns. I like pretty much everybody. Laura Rutledge. We'll see if we can get Laura Rutledge. I'd love to talk to her a lot. Laura Rutledge.
Got a chance to interview her before.
She seems like an awesome person.
It was fun. She was telling us behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if you heard the promo back in the day about Tim Tebow, about how he doesn't really eat and,
About, I do remember about that, actually. Yeah.
A certain large person.
I do remember that.
On the back of the bus playing Fortnite. I will always remember that.
If we get her, remind me, I'll bring that up.
Because I was not expecting that. Yeah.
So we'll talk to, hopefully, we'll talk to.
She is very cool, though.
Some, if not most of all of them. There is only, I will also keep it a buck. There is only one SEC network talent that I did not put in a request for. I'm not going to say who it is. I think you can all probably guess. But that's the only one I did. Everybody else, I was like, yep, want that. I do have a request in with...
Does he have large ears?
I'm not giving any clues
okay,
away.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean,
I'm not giving any clues away.
A lot of people
away.
In that world. All right, maybe only one person.
I will also go with this. I did yesterday finish up putting in request for every head coach in the Southeastern Conference. We'll see who we can land. We'll see who we can get. But it is all set up. We are ready to rock and roll. SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. I will also tell you that I did not pull the trigger on going to Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby or All-Star Game. And it was not for a lack of desire because I'm a baseball kid. I was a baseball kid growing up. I played. I've coached. Like, I love the game of baseball. And it was right there. I just couldn't do it, dude. I could not spend north of $520+ to go to the All-Star game. And I couldn't do upwards of $350 for the Derby to sit way up in the top. I really thought about it. And I looked a number of times because I did say, Zoe, if I could sit anywhere behind the plate, or if I could get tickets in the outfield for $300, I'd go to the Derby. Ronnie's in it. The Big Dumper is in it. Like, I was willing to do that. It's not happening. $300+ and you're sitting up in the 400s in the nosebleeds. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So we're going to talk All-Star Game. I think I'm probably still going to go down to the Battery on Monday and just, like, hang out at a bar until like the until the All-Star or until the Home Run Derby starts, and then I'll go outside and see if I can find a scalper. Right, I'll go outside and see if somebody's got a ticket that they go, well, it started. I got 4 too many tickets. Face value, $100. If I can do that, I'll go in. But we'll see where it goes. Otherwise, I'll just hang out at the Battery watching it from outside the stadium. We're gonna talk everything about that coming up on the show today. But as much as we want to have and will have a great time on the radio broadcast today, when the College Sports Commission got formed a couple of weeks ago, they had one particular, I don't know, power, authority that they granted themselves, that they wrote into the rules and guidelines that I said, soon as they do that, the challenges will start to flow like wine. And when that happens, we're going to be right back into a crazy place. Well, guess what, kids? That's happened. The CSC started pulling some strings yesterday that I think might be the first salvo in our next round of major litigation. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. I am Rob. He is Lonzo. Superman kicks ass. We'll see you back here in just a minute on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The College Sports Commission is the enforcement and disciplinary arm of the NCAA, propped up after the House v. NCAA settlement became official a few weeks ago. The College Sports Commission was handed by the NCAA and created for itself a set of regulatory abilities that I said at the time, I think they're going to have a hard time following through on a lot of these. Not that they are bad ideas, not that they are ideas that aren't for the betterment of college sports, specifically college football, but that they are going to be difficult to enforce because of the fact that you are adding them to the list after people have already started to do a thing. And if you ask people who are making money doing a thing to not do that thing anymore, most of the time, those people are going to, like Buffalo Wild Wings, say that. They're not going to be on board with that. Well, one of those things that I specifically pointed out I think is going to be an issue is that the College Sports Commission created an NIL clearinghouse. And if a college athlete was to sign an NIL deal greater than $600, that NIL deal would have to be uploaded to a portal that would allow the College Sports Commission to evaluate it. And then the College Sports Commission would have the ability that they gave themselves to say, that's not a fair market price, or that has no valid business purpose, or that player, for whatever reason, is not allowed to participate in that NIL deal. And when that rule came into the sunshine, I said, good luck with that one, guys. Good luck with that. Because I do not think there is all that much of a challenge to say, if you are a player, wait a minute. Who are you to get to decide what NIL deals are a good business practice. If a business says signing this athlete to an NIL deal is good for us, and we feel like giving this athlete that much money to sign with us is good business practice, then in what world does the College Sports Commission get to go, no, we disagree, and therefore this isn't allowed? You're not the federal government. Welp, it has begun, ladies and gentlemen. According to a report posted yesterday by the Associated Press, the new agency in charge of regulating name, image, and likeness deals in college sports sent a letter to schools yesterday saying it had rejected deals between players and donor-backed collectives formed over the past several years to funnel money to athletes or their schools. According to the memo, those arrangements hold, quote, no valid business purpose, end quote, and do not adhere to rules that call for outside NIL deals to be between players and companies that provide goods or services to the public or the general public for profit. The letter to Division I athletic directors could be the next step in shuttering today's version of the collective, groups that are closely affiliated with schools and that, in the early days of NIL after July 2021, proved the most efficient way for schools to indirectly cut deals with players. Since then, according to the AP, the landscape has changed yet again with the $2.8 billion house settlement that allows schools to pay the players directly as of July 1st. Already, collectives affiliated with Colorado, Alabama, Notre Dame, Georgia, and others have announced they are shutting down. Georgia and Ohio State, as well as Illinois, are amongst those that have announced plans with Learfield, a media and technology company with decades of licensing and other experience across college athletics, to help arrange NIL deals. Outside deals between athletes and sponsors are still permitted. And then they go on to describe the $600 rule. In its letter to athletic directors, the CSC said more than 1,500 deals have been cleared since NIL Go launched on June 11th, ranging in value, quote, from three figures to seven figures, end quote. More than 12,000 athletes and 1,100 institutions have registered to use the system. But the bulk of the letter explained that many deals could not be cleared because they did not conform to an NCAA rule that sets a, quote, valid business purpose standard, end quote, for deals to be approved. The letter goes on to explain that if a collective reaches a deal with an athlete to appear on behalf of the collective, which charges an admission fee, the standard is not met because the purpose of the event is to raise money to pay athletes, not to provide goods or services available to the general public for profit, end quote. So, let's address that, because that is what the Clearinghouse and the College Sports Commission are saying is the reason that these deals are not valid, because they are not representing an entity that provides a good and or service to the general public.
So how willing are the, I mean, are they to investigate this stuff, because you can put up a dummy corporation, a dummy store, a dummy whatever, a front to cover what you're doing as a collective. Suddenly, that collective opens up a store. They pay a little extra money, they open up a storefront, and that store suddenly is the main investor in a player. You walk in, that store doesn't really sell anything, that kind of stuff. I know it sounds very movie-like, but you could absolutely do that, couldn't you? Or an on-site, an online company. You could just make up an online company and make it look legit, and that is how you're going to cover your collective.
Let me circle back around to that, because I think that is going to fold into the question that I want to raise here. I would like to put myself into the shoes of one of the collectives that are not shuttering, that are working on these deals that are being invalidated by the College Sports Commission and the NCAA. Here's the thought that I had. The rule is that a NIL deal must go towards an entity that raises money or provides goods and services available to the general public for profit. So I have a couple of thoughts here. First off, if I am the collective and I want to stay able to do this, the argument that I'm going to make is college sports fans love college sports and they love college athletes. I am providing a service in that I have crafted a way to allow diehard, passionate Gamecock, Tiger, Seminole, Gator, Longhorn, Buckeye, Wolverine, Trojan fans to have a personalized one-on-one experience with some of their favorite players of the university. How many of y'all right now, if you're a Gamecock fan, how many of y'all right now, if he was in town and you could pay $50, $75, $100, and you could head down to your local country club and you could participate in a golfing event and you were guaranteed a personalized meet and greet with Shane Beamer and Lenora Sellers, how many of y'all would pay $50 for that? $75 for that? $100 for that? I'd be willing to bet that many of you would. I'd be willing to bet that a lot of you would say, yeah, I'd throw $100 down to get the chance to go to a golf club, hang out with Lenoris and Shane, shake a hand, kiss a baby, take a pic, whatever. And if I am the president of the collective that received a letter yesterday saying you can't do that anymore, that's exactly the argument I'm going to make. Wait. I have crafted an opportunity where people buy a ticket, which helps me raise money for the NIL deals. And in return for the NIL money, these players are participating in an event or an events or whatever that they are going to show up and provide the service of, hey, you get to meet me, to hardcore fans, to diehard fans, to fans who want to spend money to have that experience. It is similar to like a Comic Con. You go to a Comic Con, and in the back wall, there's a line where there's celebrities from all walks of life, from all sorts of media. Your favorite voice actors, your favorite sci-fi actors, your favorite horror actors. Maybe this guy over here was a set designer, and that guy's got real costumes, and here's some professional wrestlers that you grew up watching or whatever. And when you get there, you can pay $25, $40, $50, $100. Mark Hamill right now, you know Luke Skywalker? Luke Skywalker's agency, if you go to a Comic Con that Luke Skywalker is at, you can pay like $50 to meet him and take a picture. But if you want like a stand next to him and they'll print it out and he'll autograph a picture, it's like $450. And I saw some people online the other day that were like, why would they charge that much? And there's two reasons. Number one, because of autograph hounds, the people that go around and they just collect autographs so they can turn around and sell them on eBay, this discourages that. But also number two, because people will pay it. Why are NFL games so expensive? Because they're selling out. That's why. So I think the argument that they're going to make is we are providing a service. We are providing a service in which we establish, create, set up, and execute meet and greets between diehard fans and their favorite players and athletes from the school. And if they want to give us money that we can turn around and then put into the NIL fund to give the players, and these people consider that a benefit to them that they are willing to give us money for, why would we not be allowed to do that? Incoming lawsuit number one. It's going to be about this. If the College Sports Commission is going to start saying this is not a valid business purpose under their rules, and if they are going to start saying that and taking money off the table, in this case, I do not just think it will be the players and their agents that have a problem. The collectives that do want to stay alive are going to push back against this. And I think, honestly, they might have a pretty good argument. All right, we'll keep an eye on this. We'll talk more about it coming up later in the show. Rob Brown, the great Melonzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As we went to break there, Mr. Sports Flash guy, the other one, not the great one, was talking about the Hub City Spartanburgers who fell to Rome last night. And as we were going off to break, I said to the folks on the stream, which you can and should watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch, because we do talk to you off of the air as well as on it. Zoe and I will be doing, I assume, a lot of Superman breakdown on the stream throughout the course of the day, as well as a variety of other sports topics. But I said as I walked out the door, the fall of Rome, just being dumb and me. And Jacob jumped on the stream and said, I turned on the stream literally as you said, the fall of Rome, and now it's 6:37 in the morning and I've already thought about the Roman Empire. I get it. I understand. It's true. All right. Let me ask this question, because I have gotten a lot of feedback, and it just happened again. I pointed out that I will be in Atlanta next week for SEC Media Days. I don't know if you guys have heard that. Have we mentioned that on the show yet?
I don't. You know, it seems like maybe like last Tuesday or something you said something.
Okay, just in case it's not something I've pointed out on the air yet, the Rob Brown Show next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will emanate live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia site of the 2025 Southeastern Conference Football Media Days. Very much looking forward to that. But I pointed out that also going on Monday, Tuesday of next week is Major League Baseball's All-Star Weekend. It will start on Saturday with festivities, nothing really involving the players. They'll all get there, I'm assuming, some of them Saturday, some Sunday. The Home Run Derby is on Monday, and then the All-Star Game itself is on Tuesday. A few weeks ago, I asked you guys, do I dig into the savings account a little bit? Because it may shock you that local sports talk radio hosts are not. We don't suffer from affluenza. It's not a thing, all right? We do this job for love of and perks of the game, not because we're over here trying to build a Scrooge McDuck vault of gold coins. So,
pizza being one of those perks, by the way.
Big fan. So I asked you guys the question a couple of weeks ago when we solidified that we would be at SEC Media Days next week. I asked you all the question, is it worth it? As a lifelong baseball fan, as one of those goobers who regularly and unironically asks the question, how can you not be romantic about baseball? Do I dig into the savings account and drop north of Tree Fitty to go to the Home Run Derby? Or do I dip into the savings account and drop north of 550 to go to the All-Star game on Tuesday? Or do I drop into the savings account for a solid GER and go to both of those events on Monday and Tuesday? There's not really much else to do. I have also found out that there is a Beyonce concert in Atlanta happening those days, which means that downtown Atlanta is going to be an absolute bleep show, which means I probably don't want to. I asked downstairs if we had tickets to Beyonce because I'd have gone to a Beyonce show too. Shut up. But it's going to be chaos downtown. So I was like, all right, maybe I do pop in an Uber and head on over there for one of those days. And then I decided, I as much as I want to, as much as it's been a goal of mine since I was a cheerin, like I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I got too much going on. I got a bunch of stuff later on in the year. The wife and I are putting together a vacation down in Mexico. And, you know, I go on a resort, no kids resort vacation. I want to spend all the money to give it the absolute memory treatment it deserves. So I said, you know what? I'll just go to the Battery. If I find a scalper who's desperate to unload a ticket and I can get one for half that, sure, I'll go. But I just can't do it. And I had one fear about that. My big fear about that was that if I don't go to the Derby on Monday and if I don't go to the game on Tuesday, I'm going to wake up on Tuesday and Wednesday and I'm going to kick myself in my own junk for not going. Because I have been alive for 40 years, and this is, without question, the best opportunity I've ever had to attend these events.
See, here's the thing, though. I noticed this morning, and it is in the Sports Flash, who's competing in the Home Run Derby. There's only one name that I recognize, and I know you're a baseball guy, so you probably know all these guys, but this is not the best lineup for a Home Run Derby, and this might be to your advantage because it not being the best lineup, maybe there will be some of those tickets available that you can pick up.
I do not know how many fans nationally from across all of baseball. I do not know how many fans are going to descend upon Atlanta, Georgia this weekend for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, All-Star Week festivities. What I do know is that it is going to be in the tens of thousands that will be in Atlanta. I don't know how many tens of thousands, but it will be in the tens of thousands. I am not at all getting my hopes up that I'm going to find a scalper for two reasons. Hardcore baseball fans, the type of baseball fans that will travel and spend money on an All-Star game, they're a different breed of cat. They are people who love baseball. Don't like baseball. Love baseball. And this is a lineup that you are correct, Zoe, in that outside of, in this market, Ronnie Acuña Jr.
The only name that I knew, by the way.
It is, well, you know the Big Dumper. Everybody knows the Big Dumper. Outside of Ronnie and the Big Dumper.
I didn't see it say Big Dumper anywhere.
Well, Cal Raleigh is the Big Dumper. I thought about putting the Big Dumper into the Sports Flash, but then I'm like, nah, he's just going to delete that and not say it.
I might have said Big Dumper.
It's the Big Dumper. During their game against the Yankees the other day, they were talking about Cal Raleigh, the Big Dumper, and a cameraman went rogue. And as the two play-by-play guys were talking about how he got and how the nickname the Big Dumper stuck, the rogue cameraman who was filming him standing on first base as a base runner, great one, just went zoop and zoomed in on his Big Dumper. And the announcer guy goes, well, they he's a catcher, and those guys are doing squats all game. Stand up, kneel down, stand up, stand up. And it gave him a larger than normal gluteus maximus. And as he's saying that, camera dude just goes zoop and tightens in on Cal Raleigh's big ass. And he goes, and I don't know that we needed that shot, but you all understand what we're talking about now. And I was like, give that cameraman a raise. That's good work there. So
sounds like a dare to me.
Oh, 100%. That or the producer was in the truck like,
all right, Ben, go ahead, camera two. Zoom in on Cal Raleigh's ass and in. Beautiful. That's a great ass. All right, switch to camera four.
Which is also absolutely hysterical.
yeah,
it was
the,
so good.
The end part bothered me. Anyway, keep going.
That's a great ass. Oh, he must work out. So, yeah, that's the producer in the truck right there. So, I baseball fans are romantic, and I will tell you that if you're a baseball guy, this is a good home run derby field. That there's, I think what is throwing people off is if you look at these guys, with the exception of Cal Raleigh's big ass, with the exception of these dudes, none of them look like Maguire or Sosa or Bonds did. None of them look like Roy Dudes.
Or Judge.
Or Judge.
I mean, throw someone out there that's out there right now that's recognizable, that hits home runs, and, I mean, you put him in there, suddenly I think you get more viewers.
You're probably not wrong, but again, this is an event that players elect to participate in. You're not going to force them to. Pete Alonso, who's won this thing a couple times, like, he is the prototypical home run derby guy. You look at Pete Alonso, you're like, that dude can win a derby. He don't want to do it this year, so he's not. He just don't want to. But if you're a baseball fan, and again, that should be, as you pointed out, that should be to my advantage, because without a Pete Alonso, without an Aaron Judge, without the A household names, Shohei Ohtani, without the household names, and without dudes that are just surface level SWAT guys, you look at them and you go, I bet that guy can send a baseball to the moon. It is absolutely a home run derby feel that should lower the ticket prices down. I don't think they're going to. So I'm going to, because of that, ask a couple of questions about it. And we will talk about the Derby on Monday. It'll be a segment or two, because obviously we're going to be almost exclusively college football for the first 4 days next week. But my question is, where does, on the list of All-Star Game festivities, where does the Home Run Derby rank? Because I remember as a Ute, I was actually a bigger fan of the Derby than the actual All-Star Game.
As a non-baseball fan, I usually will watch the Home Run Derby.
That's my thought.
Yeah, because I think it's interesting. Also, the strategies that they have to put in now. I mean, you don't want to tire out too early, but you also still want to move on to the next round.
Yeah, Pete Alonso has pointed that out before, that he is, it's as much a mind game as it is anything, especially like if you're in a head-to-head and you're going first, right? If you get to 12, 13, 14, do you want to go for 20? And risk wearing yourself
out.
Make
sure you bring a pitcher who's going to get you the balls where you need.
100%. These guys get to choose their own BP pitcher to bring with them. Some guys do the adorable thing and, you know, they bring their dad to throw on BP. Some guys bring their actual team, hitting coach, whatever. It's a very interesting event. I would say that outside of, you know what? I'm going to even go so far as to say, even if you include the all-star games, and I'm asking across all the sports, I'm talking the NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL, whatever. Even if you include the games themselves, I think the Home Run Derby is the single best all-star game event. I think I might put it ahead of, and I love Major League Baseball's all-star game. I can say definitively, it is the one all-star game that I'm like, put the phone down, close the laptop, I'm watching this game. You know, NBA All-Star game, it's on, I tune in, I watch it. Basically, I listen to hear Mike Breen go, bang! And then I look up to see what happened. I don't, like, a lot of the back and forth, I don't spend a lot of time on. The MLB All-Star game, I'm watching, I watch every second of it. It's a baseball game. And I would go so far as to say, it is, with the exception of the NHL, which, of course, you also have to point out, the NHL All-Star Game, the last couple of years, the actual All-Star Game, the last couple of years, they did that format where they were playing like three-on-three hockey, and you had the different divisions represented, not full teams. It wasn't a full hockey game. It was like, you know, 2 5-minute halves of three-on-three divisional hockey and that whatever. It as a hockey guy, that took away the interest because the NHL All-Stars, they play it like a hockey game. They are beating the crap out of each other when they play. But when they did this divisional representation, I kind of bailed out on that a little bit. The Four Nations Faceoff this year, the Four Nations Faceoff this year had non-hockey guys participating. It had there were more texts and tweets and calls to this show about the Four Nations Faceoff than about the Stanley Cup Finals like the last 3 years in a row. That's how good it was. But that's a one-off. I mean, I honestly, I think it's probably going to go to be a every few years kind of thing. Like, I think they're going to run that back. And maybe they switch up the nations, right? Like, we're going to take the four, it'll be the U.S., Canada, and then the next two international countries that have the most players in the league or whatever. I don't know how they're going to set it up. I think it will become more of a thing moving forward. But the Four Nations Faceoff as an all-star game, which, again, was more than a game, it was a whole tournament, was probably the most interesting all-star event that has happened in some time. But if we're just talking about the all-star games and the festivities around them, honestly, I think the Home Run Derby might be the most interesting event that is run of any of the sports. The most compelling event. And I don't know why. I mean, aside from the fact that chicks dig the long ball, I don't know why. But it is just massively compelling. It's just one of the best. I would put it as more compelling than Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Certainly more than the Pro Bowl. I would also say the Pro Bowl skill competition is more compelling than the Pro Bowl. I love the Pro Bowl flag football game. I'm like one of those degenerates. It's fun to me. NBA's All-Star Game, it's on. I watch it to watch superhumans do superhuman things. I'm good with all of it. But for me,
I noticed you haven't mentioned the dunk contest. The dunk contest back, you know, 20 years ago
would have been way at the top.
Yeah.
I would agree. The dunk contest back in the day would have been I think, lone competitor to the Home Run Derby in this conversation. With all due respect to the G League guys, I don't know any of y'all. It's compelling, it's interesting, but I got no rooting interest. In the Derby, I do. It's the best athletes doing their thing, and I got a rooting interest. It's the number one all-star festivity thing that I get behind.
So everyone's intimidated of that white dude, and they don't want to compete with that guy.
Cal Raleigh's ass, you're all right.
No, I was talking about dunk contest. Oh. That's the reason why that guy wins every year.
We got the big dumper and the big dunker over here.
Look out.
Look out, because it's Sports Flash time.
Favorite transition of all time. Spencer Strider went 6.2 innings, struck out one, and gave up just 3 runs, but it wasn't enough for the Atlanta Braves, who fell 5-4 to the A's in 11 innings last night. Aaron bummer, took the loss, surrendering the extra inning walk-off run. The Braves are now a dozen games below 500. That's not good. The NCAA is still working on a plan to expand the March Madness basketball tournament, releasing a statement yesterday saying a move to 72 or 76 teams is still a viable option for next year's event. The statement also said the organization is actively involved in conversations with CBS and Warner Brothers about expansion. NBA number one overall pick Cooper Flagg made his debut for the Dallas Mavericks last night in an 87-85 Summer League win over the Lakers. Flagg struggled shooting, going 5 of 21 from the floor and 0 of 5 from 3. That's not good. Still had a decent game, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.